What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode. Well, if you've been here before, another episode. If you've never been here before, the very first episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, and I'm super excited to be back in the saddle. I've been gone a little bit from Creating Daily as I've been moving and building a new studio space and all that kind of fun stuff. And so I'm excited about today's episode. Here in just a moment, I'm going to be bringing on my friend Junaid from the homestudiomastery.com. He's a wait until you see his studio. I got a little sneak peek as he was setting up cameras and lights, and I'm like, oh man, I got so much gear acquisition syndrome is what they call it. Okay, so but I'm pretty excited. You know, hopefully my wife watches this, but doesn't like get on to me about all the notes I'll be taking of gear that I want. And also, we are streaming both to mine and Junaid's Amazon Live because we're going to be talking about a lot of different products. So we thought it'd be nice to have those available. And if you're watching on Ritual Motion, you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or LinkedIn or wherever, there should be a link fairly close to you. If not, go to amazon.com/live and you can see both of our streams on there. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Anyway, or ask me for the link and I'll drop it in the chat. But before I jump into it, I do want to give a shout out to our new sponsor, Ritual Motion. They're an awesome company. I've been collaborating with them for a few months and we decided to make it more serious and they wanted to sponsor the show. And I wanted them to sponsor the show. And we're going to be working together closely to help their creator community. And so it's awesome to be partnered with Ritual Motion. They're kind of like a unique position. It's kind of like if Twitch and Zoom had a baby. This is what they do. And they're also really into like immersed into like Web3. So think about like the intersection of community, the creator economy, and the emergence of Web3, and that is Ritual Motion. And part of their goal is to help creators monetize, but then also like creators, but then also consumers monetize through decentralized tokens and or decentralized economy and tokenized economy. I guess I'm not really into like NFTs and Web3s and all that, but they are, and they're dropping one. I'll jump over here real quick and show it to you. Kind of cool. It's a BlockBots NFT. So if you're into NFTs, go check that out. BlockBots with a Z, BlockBots.io. Go check that out. I think it's dropping. They're starting to mint those in a couple of days. So if you're into that, go check it out. I think I'm getting one, obviously, since I'm a part of their community. There's only going to be 5,000 of them. So go over there and get one, and you can go check it out, blockbots.io, for all the latest information on that. But I'm super, super excited now because I'm on his Amazon channel as well. So I'm going to hurry this thing along and bring in my friend, the one, the only, the master of home studio. I mean, literally, wait until you see this. It almost brought a tear to my eye because I've been so excited to have him on the show. And I actually canceled on him once. My bad. But he's here now. Ladies and gentlemen, Junaid, what's up, my man? How's it going? But don't say a word because I got you muted. Here you go. Now you can talk.
Hey, Billy. So good to be here. Thank you so much for letting me, you know, come and talk to your community and share what I've been building and the beautiful studio that I've got to build, man, over the past couple of years.
Yeah, man, it is incredible what you've built, and I'm always looking to you and some other creators to go, okay, what do they got going on? What's in the background? What's all this? But it's really cool to see the setup that you have. So I'm really excited to jump into that. And for people who are watching us on Amazon, they're going to get a chance to check out your carousel, which once again, if you're in my community and you're on one of my personal pages, go check out the show notes and go to Junaid's. And I also have a carousel up as well in case I talk about some products that I'll be using. But yeah, man, excited to have you on and excited to talk about, you know, how do you build this home studio? But my first question for you really, and we'll just jump right in, is like, why should I care about, you know, building any kind of studio? Why can't I just turn on my webcam, turn on my lamp, and go from there? Why should I be, you know, concerned about it?
Well, I love that question because yes, you can turn the camera on and turn your lamp on, have some lighting and start talking. But a lot of the times we are not confident enough in how we show up on camera. So building a studio is like putting on your best slacks, best suit on when you show up at the party. That's what setting up a studio literally means, because you care about what you look like. You care about what you deliver, the messaging. So setting up your studio literally means that you're spending some dough on what you look like on camera. So video quality, it also builds up your confidence. Did you know in 2020, there were more plastic surgeries than in the past 10 years?
What? That's crazy. More plastic surgeries than the last 10 years. Wow.
Because everybody's looking at themselves in Zoom. Like, oh, snap.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. You know what? And I think there was a part of like, I just lost since November like 60 pounds. And if I have to be real honest, that was a part of it, man. That was part of it. It was like staring at myself in a camera all day or my monitor. And I was going, man, this is supposed to be a confidence monitor, but I'm not confident at all. So I love the answer to that. You know, I'm very similar in that situation where I'm like, man, I just want my studio to look great. And it's kind of part of the reason why I'm using a green screen right now is I just didn't have the right background. I'm just still trying to like think through it. And then I was, you know, watched another podcast with a green screen. I'm like, you know what? That's kind of quirky and cool and, you know, a little bit of my style as well, just trying to be funny and add a little levity to the conversation. Yeah. So when we're talking about home studios, because we might have some creators watching over here, you know, either here on Ritual Motion or Amazon, when they're watching this and they're going, man, I mean, look at Junaid's, first of all, look at his studio. It's awesome. Like, it just looks amazing. He's got all the amazing things there, the lights, the cameras, the action. So when you walked into that room for the first time, or when you walk into a room where you see pictures or videos of your clients, what's kind of like the first thing that you're really trying? Like, what's step one? What are you trying to identify when you do that? Is it lighting, audio, sound? Like, what does that look like?
The first thing that we do is we figure out the lighting situation, because some rooms might have no windows. And they're like, all right, it's a blank slate. And some rooms might have windows, maybe two sets of windows, maybe three sets of windows on three walls. So you got to take that into account before you go and jump into and figuring out, okay, where is the camera going to go? You don't want bright lights looking at the camera, just like how we don't like looking to the sun. The cameras don't like looking into the sun either. So got to figure out what the windows are, because windows are free lights for us. If you use windows and you set up a plain sheet of white sheet, it basically brings in the softest light that you can get for free, right? So the first thing that we do is figure out the lighting situation. Number two is audio, because without people being able to see you, now that they can see you because you've taken care of the lighting, well, guess what? Now they want to be able to hear you.
Okay, gotcha.
If I'm talking and you can't hear me, people will immediately start commenting, like, we can't hear you, we can't hear you. Turn the microphone on. You're on mute, right? So microphone and audio is the second step that I walk them through. Once you have lighting and they can hear you, they can see you, we're good to go. You can deliver your message. People can hear you. People can take your message in.
Okay, so we're looking at lighting first, and then we're looking at audio. So let's talk about a little bit about lighting, because man, your lighting is amazing, and I love it's like that. To me, it looks very cinematic, and I know I know just from being someone who's familiar with cameras that has some to do with the lens, but I've been told, and I've kind of seen this personally here in my studio, it's not really about you can have the greatest camera and the greatest lens, but if you don't have really good lighting, it's just not going to do it justice. So maybe walk us through, and you got your Amazon crowd over there fired up as well. So maybe let's walk through some of your lighting setup and kind of walk me through that.
Absolutely. So if I were to go, just like you mentioned earlier, you can have the best camera in the world, and if you don't have good lighting, well, you're just going to look like normal Joe Schmo. So this is my setup with just the overhead lights when I'm working, when I'm, looking
still
around.
And that still looks like 90% better than most Zoom calls I've seen the last couple of years. So,
right. So what I started with this room is I first turn off all the lights and I turn the camera on. Like, okay, what does the camera see? Well, the first thing we need is to make sure that we're lighting the talent. So I have the main light up here, right, to the flat panel LED light. And then I'm like, okay, we need a little more light. This is kind of dark, you know. So then I added another light on the side, which basically lights up a little bit of my background, more of me, you know, you get that dynamics and whatnot. And then over time, I was like, okay, let me add some lights on my shelf. So I added some lights on my shelf. I'm like, okay, this looks so cool. And then I was still getting lost in the background because you can see my hair is blending mm-hmm. into the background. So then I added some hair light. Now this added not only your lighting to my hair, but also my shoulders. So now this is the three-point lighting that I talk about. You have the main light, you have got hair light, and then you got a key light just to light up the whole set, whole of your talent. And then the last thing that I added was a flood light. Now, this floodlight is meant for outdoors, lighting up your home. And I was like, hey, this is pretty cheap, and I can just light up my bookshelf just using this cheap little device. And that's basically, I just had five different lights set up in my studio.
Yeah, man, I love it. So you're using, and I'm doing similar. I'm doing a key light. I have a little bit of a fill light, which mm-hmm. sometimes I just use this big soft box, like, to get this really soft feel. I mean, it's probably maybe too big. I don't even know. And I'm kind of doing it from a 45 degrees, and it's hot. And I'm doing mine pretty high. I'm doing it, you know, mm-hmm. I've seen some people put them right behind their desk, but I'm doing mine pretty high. What's the positioning on yours?
I would say the higher you can go, the better, mainly because you want the lights that you're setting up to mimic daylight, to mimic the sun. Because when you're outside, the sun is not coming directly in front of you. You try to avoid that. It's coming way up above. And if it's cloudy out there, guess what? It's going to be even cleaner when that's happening.
Okay. Yeah, man, that's what I can. And I kind of learned lighting from a friend of mine who's a photographer. And that's where I really, you know, started to learn some of the stuff as far as lighting goes. Yeah. And so you got your key light, you got a little bit of a fill light. Now, is it the same size as your key light? Are you doing the same brightness and all that on the same settings?
I actually have two different lights. The light in front of me is a square, probably 12 inch by 12 inch, a 1 foot by 1 foot panel. Mm-hmm. So initially it was just a panel, and then it comes with this plastic diffuser, which can only do so, which only goes so far. So then I added another level of diffusion as well as a grid. So if I switch to my rear view camera, so here's my front light. So I can't tell the temperature or how hot it is, but it's light enough to light me up. Then on this side is actually a much bigger box, which is probably at 30%. So it's not even fully blown. It is a much bigger light. It's further away. So creating that softness as if, you know, I'm sitting outside or I'm sitting with some really nice soft lights.
Yeah, man, I love that. I love that. I guess that's the thing, man, because I've used some of those panel lights too, and it is like, oh, these are too harsh. And mm-hmm. so you kind of, when you, and I don't even know if I knew the difference until I purchased the difference. And I'm like, oh, wow. Right. Okay. This is like way softer. It looks more, you know, cinematic. And if I didn't have a green screen behind me, I would use way less light because I really do love that, you know, more cinematic approach, cinematic look. Yeah. Now that you've kind of set your lighting, so I love it. So step one, light the subject in a dark room. Which I need to actually redo. I just moved into a new studio space. I need to redo that. Yeah, I'm gonna think about that.
I love going from scratch because like, okay, I can do everything I want. So the next studio that I'm working on is my workshop. Okay. Because I like to build, you know, I like to work on wood projects and I love to work on different things. So that's my next project that I'm working on. And lighting was the first thing that I've got at least 16 lights in there, all overhead lights. So basically the entire ceiling is lit up so that everything is evenly lit, and it's a pretty soft light as well.
Now, are you using that space to like shoot like product videos and that type of stuff, or how are you utilizing it?
It's going to be a combination. It's going to be product videos, time lapse of me and my kids building some Lego sets So you can see I've got a couple of Lego sets sitting behind me, just waiting on the studio for that space to be, ready before we start building these things.
Gotcha. That's awesome, man. So we talked a little bit about lighting and then the next thing, and sorry, I'm kind of doing this like maybe it's a little bit boring, but I was like, man, people, sometimes it's like, just tell me what I need
You're
to
good,
do.
man.
Tell me what I need to know. So it's more of like a little step-by-step tutorial here. But
Absolutely.
next thing you talked about was like audio, and I kind of, my mentality around this is the same thing. Like I can have the world's greatest microphone or whatever, the podcast, I have the 7B right here, but if I don't have a really good space and it's real echoey, it doesn't really matter what kind of microphone. So how are you sound or how you sound treating or soundproofing your space? Like what's the first step of getting good audio, I guess, besides a microphone?
So once you have a good microphone, I know condenser mics are really popular, but dynamic microphones do a really good job, especially if you might have noise around you. So second thing that I do is you got the good microphone. Now you can't really see what I've got on my walls over here, but if I switch the lights, I have panels in front of me. I have panels above me that absorbs the sound because I'm talking in this direction. And then allow me turn on the ceiling light so you can see the back of me. Over here, I've got several things on this wall. Now it's a flat wall, so having several things on the wall also breaks down the sound. It also breaks down the pattern of how the sound is going to bounce back. Now there might be a little bit of echo in my room, but because I've got carpeting, I've got ceiling, and I've got my walls covered, it's a lot better than it was when I first moved into this space.
Yeah, man, I just moved into a new space as well, and it was, well, I guess, yeah. So I moved in. It's like a 13 by 14 room. It has like 15 foot high ceilings, and
Oh
it
my
is,
God.
dude, it's insane. And it's a warehouse style, so it goes right up to the metal roof. Like there's no insulation or drop down ceiling. And so when I walked into the room, my approach to build, building a few studios and nothing, nothing with a giant budget. So it wasn't like I was hiring the pros to come in, but I came in and like started talking and I could hear myself echoing. I'm like, and you might be able to hear it still a little bit. And that's when I went and got some big room dividers and actually climbed up in the ceiling and basically have them kind of made a little makeshift drop down ceiling with these giant pieces of fabric. And it's really been, like a game changer. And then I hung some, giant sound, I'll call them sound blankets, but they're really just like quilts from Walmart, just black ones.
Moving blankets or whatever, right?
Yeah, so I think that's another thing too. And then like any kind of, underneath the door, like I know a lot of sound coming from the door, especially if you have young kids like we do, maybe like a little weather strip or stripping on the door or something like that as well. Do you do any of that kind of stuff is like that?
I have some of that as well. So
Yeah.
blocking under the door, and then sometimes I'll even put a blanket in front of the door inside. So when you enter, you see a blanket. I'm like, wait, what's going on? So kind of block the sound before it gets to the microphone.
Yeah, man, you know what I think is so funny? I was watching, I'll get off topic a little bit here, but one of my favorite
No problem.
shows is a MTV show called Catfish. And so I watched this show and I noticed like the little quirky things that we do. 'Cause sometimes if I look at your full production here, I'm going, wow, man, this thing is so legit. Like he's got everything together and everything's in its perfect place and it just looks so, professional. And then I'm watching this MTV show and I notice they got a laptop up on some pillows. They got stuff duct taped to the glass on the car and all this kind of stuff. And so I think for a lot of people who are watching the stream right now or watching the replay later, it's not really about going out and just spending, because you've been building the studio for 2 years almost. So, and I've seen kind of the progression because I followed you of different elements. And so, maybe let's kind of rewind a little bit because I don't want people to look at your setup and go, my gosh, man, I got to go max out my credit card. But talk to me about that when you first started building it, because, you know, the blankets, the, you know, tacking stuff on the wall, all this kind of stuff matters. So, you know, for people watching, I don't want them to think like, I can't do this because I got to go spend 10 grand.
Well, I think of it as a investment in a place that where you're going to be spending where you're going to be spending a lot of time creating content for your business, for your entrepreneurship. As an entrepreneur, it is an investment in a business, right? So it's tax write-offable. But before I even got started, I just had a simple setup in my room where I could come in and just work on those stuff that I'm working on. With COVID hitting in and we going remote, I was like, okay, something's got to give. I need to set up the space so then I can present and I can be in front of the camera. And it didn't really hit me till I started watching Pat Flynn on YouTube creating these live streams every single day.
Mm.
Right. And he shared an article after a couple of weeks, like, hey guys, this is what I'm using in my studio. I'm like, okay, let me take a look at this blog. And as I'm reading this blog post, I see that I've got 80% of the gear, mainly because I come from a film background. I've been doing film and short films and documentaries for the past decade. So I've had the gear to put together. Now, did I spend more money? Of course, because putting stuff together initially, I just had my desk in the middle and I had tripods on either side holding these cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not a lot of walking space. So over time, I upgraded. I learned from other people like DSLR Video Shooter, Pat Flynn himself. There's live streaming pros. There's a ton of people in the space that are teaching this stuff. And I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. So I started taking that knowledge and modifying based on what I already knew and started putting my stuff together. And as I got deeper and deeper into it, I was like, oh, I can add this thing. But to start off, it all comes down to being confident in front of the camera. And the only way to get confident or build that confidence up is to have conversations like this one. And so from 2019 to 2020, that 1 year, I spent I recorded about 100 episodes for my podcast, Hacks and Hobbies. And that's where this all started from, right? So I have we're in season 4 right now. And I've had a ton of conversation. But before I started, I had no idea how to tell a story. I had no idea what I would talk about, right? I'm like, I know this and this and this. But the more I listened to other people tell stories, the better I got in telling my own story and weaving into these stories, my personal life, my experience, and, you know, bringing all of that stuff together. So it's been a journey for sure. And it's an ongoing journey. There's things getting added in this studio all the time, things taken out all the time, right? I had this second camera, which is kind of froze on this screen right now. It's my phone right now. Usually I would have a DSLR camera. I just sold that 2 days ago because I want to replace that, right? So things are coming in, things are going out because it's an evolution. Just like we change, we go from middle school to high school to college. You can't stay in college for a long period of time without seeing change, because then it's like, okay, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man, I think that's, I think that's important for people to understand, like what you said, and I'll just double down on it, is that your studio space and probably even your production. Like, I know, like, Creating Daily is a live stream and a podcast that started one place and now it's changed a whole lot. I mean, it's changed dramatically since I started it just a few months ago. So it's kind of, you know, it's like going pretty quickly, and and you can't be afraid of that change. You know, it's similar to my setup, man. I was running Canon DSLR cameras, the EOS RP, and, you know, a 35 millimeter macro lens, and it was pretty cool, and it looked all great and cinematic, but it wouldn't do this. It wouldn't like auto focus on a product. And so I'm like, oh, I want to focus on
slow. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I want to focus on Amazon Live, and I'm seeing all these Sony people just like ripping these Sonys, and they're like doing all this fun stuff. I'm like, oh man, I got to fix this. And so I did that. So man, let's jump into your camera setup now. I know you just told me you sold one, but what are you using? Uh-oh, I talked trash about Canon, now here it is. Yeah,
man, I know it's a slow focus because it's you know, it's a macro lens, and that's what I'm using. I'm using EOS R with a 35mm f/1.8, and that's why my background is buttery smooth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a nice large sensor. You know, if I had a faster lens, then it might switch quicker, but that's fine. I'm here to teach, and for product photography, I usually have a camera hanging up, pointing down. Usually, it's hooked up, but it's not in today because, you know, I got rid of a couple of gear and going to be bringing in additional gear to then, you know, wire through all of this equipment. But I've been using Canon gear for quite some time. But there was a time where I was using Sony cameras, mostly the point and shoot cameras from way back 20 years ago.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And at some point I switched over when I went to the DSLR model, and I know that Sony's had the mirrorless, and I was like, oh, when are you gonna get mirrorless cameras? You know, Canon. And finally, in 2018, when they got the EOS R, I was like jumping on it. So now I have two EOS Rs in my studio. I'm getting a third one next week, and then another one for product photography to mount on top. I just like to keep it in the same family. It just makes it easier for me to switch lenses.
Yeah.
Now I know I can switch to a new family, but over time, you know, it's all about what are you comfortable with, and you know, go with that.
Yeah, man, I 100% agree, and that's what I was on. I was doing Canon, and once again, I was consulting with my photographer friend, and so he shoots with an R and an R5, R6, I don't know, he's got all kinds of stuff, and and so I got the RP and got all these lenses, and man, it was awesome. And then I literally just a couple of weeks ago sold off, you know, the camera, a couple of lenses, and replaced them. Actually, it was just point and shoot cameras, which is the ZV-1. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to get the ZV-E10, but they were all out of stock everywhere. And I'm like, I can't wait. I need these, you know. So that's what I got now. I get a couple of those. I'll probably add the E10 to the mix because I do like the ability to switch camera lenses. And I do like I think that's still like a crop sensor lens. So this one's this one's really small, and I got it fully wide open at 1.8 aperture just to, you know, light my dark space here. So it's not the greatest for dark spaces, but I do like it quite a bit. Man, so we talked a little bit about lighting, a little bit about cameras, a little bit about soundproofing. When you are setting up like your microphone, is it important that people who are just getting started like go ahead and get an interface and get a dynamic mic and all that kind of stuff? Or what do you recommend your clients, your newbie, we'll go newbie route, your newbie clients, they don't know anything, what kind of microphones are you going to recommend to them?
So I recommend anything that's really easy to use. And I've been using, when I jumped in, and a ton of people, when they jumped into space, they've been using the Yeti, right? And I was like, okay, Yeti's working for me. And then finally I switched over to the Shure MV7. And Shure MV7 has dual interface. You can either plug it into an interface or plug this directly into your computer using the USB. So it just makes it really simple and really simple setup, because I don't want people spending time in troubleshooting problems. You and I, we're experts, we deal with, but if I have a client coming in and like, hey, just tell me what to get, I don't want to do research, I just want to be able to plug and play. So that's what I recommend. Go to Shure MV7. It's a newer microphone. It's, you know, it's got the heritage from the SM7B. You know, it's been around. They've put in some really good tech inside it, and it just sounds really clean.
Yeah. Once again, hopefully my wife's not watching. I have one of those on the way, so I can't wait to try it out and use it, because I love Shure products, man. I love the, you know, I used the 7B here. I got a 58 that, man, if the 58 looked better on camera, I would use it. I just love the sound of that microphone. So if I was doing that. And I want to remind people, too, like we are live. So if you guys have any questions, drop them in a chat near you. And we're both live on mine and your Amazon Live channel. And there's carousels down below of those or to the side, however you're watching it. So if you see, you know, a product that we're talking about, or if you see a product in the carousel and you have a question about it, these are all the things that we use, or maybe not all the things, but several of the things we use in our studios. And we're just kind of hanging out, talking about, you know, building your home studio, showing up better, showing up with confidence. And and somebody over here on my Amazon thing, Gabrielle said, or Gabe said, I remember watching Junaid install some of his lighting on the shelves behind him. So that's cool when you have followers and people who, you know, we'll watch you evolve. It's not similar to what we're doing. It's not, hey, I'm going to just go spend 10 grand and set up my backdrop, but it's add a thing here, add a shelf there. And, you know, that's what I did. I started out in here, and I just ripped everything out because I'm like, I can't figure out what I want to do. So I'm going to have a little fun with green screen for a while, and then I might get a big shelf, you know, or I might move the whole thing around. I'm not 100% sure yet. So maybe I just need to hire you, Junaid, to come over and figure it out for me.
Absolutely. And that's something that I do, right? So people can either take my course and, you know, walk it themselves by themselves. And I'll just walk them through, okay, this is how you install the different things. This is how you figure out what lens to use in your room. Or then either I can walk them with me, you know, do it with them and tell them, okay, let's figure out your room size. And you already shared, you know, you've got a 13 by 14 or 13 by 15 room with a really high ceiling. So what I do for that is I create a virtual room in a software, because guess what? We can do 3D CAD design on computers now. So I do that with taking the dimensions and creating that room in the software and telling you, okay, based on what you showed me, based on where the windows and the doors are, this is where you should place your camera. This is the lens that you want to go with. And then I walk them through, okay, here's a list of gear that you might want to get, and here's how you would wire everything together. So I work with people in, you know, these different capacities, just so they don't have to spend 6 months in just figuring out which hardware, which microphone, which desk, which mount, which teleprompter, which, you know, there's so many variables, and time is something that we don't have enough of. Mm-hmm. Time is something that's already fleeting. Like this moment that's passed, it's not coming back.
Yeah.
But the $100 you spent, guess what? You're going to make $100 just around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Absolutely. Well, and now, and I think that's another thing too that I love about, you know, seeing you build these studios and help people build the studios. It is like a cheat code, you know, and that's why I think when somebody hires someone like you, it's like, it is a cheat code. It's like, hey, I've done the work. I've researched the, you know, like just me buying these Sonys. Like I researched so many different cameras and so many different models and watched hours of YouTube videos. But if I would just had a pro that knows a lot about cameras, say, hey, just buy this one. It's going to do what you want. Put these settings on. It's going to get you this kind of look that you want. It does give us as creators more of an opportunity just to step into something that's already put together and start doing what we actually want to do. Like, you know, for you and I think we like this stuff. I mean, I get nerdy on gear and cables and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But for the average person that owns a business that wants to level up their live streaming, definitely, you know, and so they can go to your website. So it's homemastery.com
homestudiomastery.com. Yep.
Yeah, and check out Junaid and see if you can get on a call and, you know, book time with him, take his course, take his workshop. Because if you're watching this and maybe you're watching on Amazon or Ritual Motion or wherever, and you're going, I'm just overwhelmed. I don't know how to do this. This is, I'm giving you a cheat code right here on the show today. It's June 8th, the cheat code. And so it could help you get set up. Yeah, man. I mean, because, you know, I look at the transformation that you've done. I see you in these communities all day long, helping people, answering questions, not only about this stuff, but the live streaming, mm-hmm. the software, computers that you use, all that kind of stuff as well. All the rigging stuff, like how do you keep tripods out of your office? And, you know, I mean, I saw that behind the scenes mm-hmm. shot, and you got it all mm-hmm. rigged up in the ceiling and all that stuff.
Yep.
Let's jump over here and take a look at
that. The ceiling stuff mounted on the desk so the floor is clean. Like I can have kids come in here and running around, no problem. And that's the joy, right? We do all of this stuff so that we can spend more time with the kids. I have my door locked because otherwise they would be walking in the show, which is, I love that. You know, I love sharing my life with them, with you guys. And, but they were knocking that door. It's like, okay, hold on. I'll be out there. Cause, we just got, a package from Amazon and it's a zip line. It's a 90-foot zip line that we're going to put up in the backyard. So they can't wait.
So they're like, Dad, get off the call. Come on, we got to go.
We got to do the zip line. I'm like, all right, we'll hook it up.
That's so much fun, man. Well, I know we could talk all day. And here's the thing, and this is kind of like a little appetizer for people listening and going, hey, I want to set up a home studio. There is a lot of stuff to it. I mean, if you obviously saw Junaid's setup there, it's a ton of stuff, ton of cabling, ton of wires, ton of connections. Stuff works. Stuff isn't working right now because he's switching stuff out. So I want to encourage people to give you a call, and we could talk all day about rigging stuff and lighting and cameras, mm-hmm. and we could go down that route. But is there anything that we really haven't covered that you're like, man, I just want to share this to make sure I get it out there before we dip out of here?
Well, the one thing that I tell everybody, even if you don't have a studio, guess what? You have a $1,000 camera in your pocket that you can start using to get comfortable in front of the camera. The first thing that I did myself before I even built the studio was got comfortable in front of the camera by having interviews, by doing interviews, by being guests. Being guest on my show or being guest on other people's show and just having those conversations. Because when you do that, you get over the fear of sounding, you know, being uncomfortable. So get uncomfortable to get comfortable. So one of the things that I do is we had a challenge run and you know, Luria does that. And a lot of people do this, you know, 30-day video challenge where every single day you're creating a video. You're recording a video and just talking about what's on your mind. And that's really hard. So I made it a little bit easier by sending you a daily prompt. Hey, go create a video, talk about this question, answer this question. So now when you're answering a question, guess what's happening? You're not thinking about what you look like. You're just focusing on answering that question. And you get easier and you get comfortable when you do that.
Yeah, man, so. I love it. I think, is it Chris Stone from Dale Casters always mm-hmm. says, you know, you got to put in the reps.
You got to put in the reps, baby.
Yeah. And that's just like, you know, that's like anything, though. It's like if you want to learn your software, get in there and just build. You know, I've been doing that over the past couple of weeks, just like, mm-hmm. you know, building three different creating daily shows, like backgrounds and backdrops, just to see what I like. You know, it's like, okay, I don't like that. Let me try something else. Okay, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not the beauty about doing all this stuff digitally is like we can always change it up. We can always make it different. We can do whatever we want, which is so crazy. Well, man, I really appreciate. I see people in the chat over here on Amazon Live, just you know, saying, "Hey, we've learned so much about lighting today and learned some new stuff." So we really appreciate everyone joining us, and I really appreciate you joining me, man. I encourage people to follow you. That on the screen is. Your I believe it's your IG little handle there, so people can follow you and get in touch with you, and just follow him around. Like even if you don't hire him, even if you don't do anything, just follow this guy because he is always innovating and he's got all kinds of fun techie stuff that he's working on. So man, I really appreciate you making time for the show today.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate the opportunity to come here and talk. Now we give a shout out to Gabriel Leal because he's a good friend of mine, and you know we've had conversations for the past couple of years. So
yeah,
I want to give a shout out to him, and thank you, Billy, for you know letting me share the stage with you.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Well, you come back anytime. I'm going to try to do more live streaming. I always try to do more live streaming, right? So find more time to do more live streams. So I really appreciate you, Junaid, and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
All right, everyone, thank you so much for watching. This is, once again, Creating Daily, and we go live Tuesdays and Thursdays now at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So check out the show next Thursday, which is 2 days from now. I got my good friend Kevin Lowe of the Lowdown with Kevin Lowe podcast. He's going to be coming in talking about how can you change fearlessly. A lot of us, you know, similar to what Junaid and I were talking about, like you don't like change, you don't want to, you know, you put something somewhere, you put a camera somewhere, you don't want to move it. But my friend Kevin has had big changes in his life. One was his eyesight went away when he was younger, and so he had to adapt and change to that. And then just recently during the pandemic, had to transition his whole business to another business, which now he's a full-time podcaster, content creator, and coach. So I'm excited to have him on the show here in a couple days and share his story. So be sure to hit that follow button, that like button, the unmute button, whichever platform you're on, whatever button is around you, unless it's thumbs down, then don't hit that one. But if you like the show, feel free to subscribe. And we're also audio podcast, so this podcast will go out momentarily after I'm done. I'll rip the audio and put it onto your favorite podcast player, and you can re-listen to the replay there as well. And really appreciate everyone joining us, and check us out Thursday, 4 p.m. And once again, if you have any questions or anything, I see Junaid is putting chatting over there in the Amazon chat, but get in touch with him. He is an amazing creator. Follow him around on the internet, and success leaves clues. So until then, until Thursday, go hit record, go create something great, and we'll see you guys then.